Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back. You can call 402-464-5685. Honda Lincoln Hotline, Nick Trivia. What did you land on, sir?
I switched it. I need to know who Stanley Morgan Jr. plays for.
That is a good question. I'm proud of you.
Thanks.
I've been told to stand corrected when I talked about when one story goes to the 10th person. That's called like the telephone story. Is that the telephone when you had the little tin can and put it
Yeah, well, that's a game you would play. They would line you up as elementary kids.
And the teacher would
tell you a fact, and then you were supposed to pass it down.
Yeah.
And by the time it got to number 10, it was an entirely different story.
So, yeah.
You know, there's that. So, there's so much through that. And the guy from Road Trip is DJ Qualls, the long skinny dude.
There he is.
Who was also in another comedy where he was kind of a nerd and they thought he was a bad dude. And Eddie Griffin taught him how to be tough. Actually pretty funny. Let's go to phone line Tom.
Tom,
what's up, Tom?
How you doing?
I'm good. Okay, so Nick, ask the question again, please.
All right, Tom, who does Stanley Morgan Jr. play for in the NFL?
I'm going to go with the Bengals.
I thought that was it because that was the last team I heard that he was on. Is he on the active roster?
Yeah, he's second on the depth chart.
The only reason I know that is because there was a tweet showing him in pregame.
Yeah, and you can vote for him in the Pro Bowl because he came in for like one snap, did something.
Yeah.
On special, I can't remember what it was exactly, but you can vote for him for the Pro Bowl.
So Nick just gave Tom just won $15 from Upside Bar and Lounge. You can go down and have a drink or have a sandwich or something, some nachos.
A sandwich.
Tacos, nachos. He could, you know, he can do his own thing. The New Guy, Nebraska ball fan for the win. Yes, that's the movie, The New Guy, where he moves to a different school and becomes cooler than he was. And it's pretty good. Pretty good flick. So as we were going through the list of games, and I'm trying to figure this out.
Can we just skip over the Bills game?
No, that's 5 o'clock. That's five o'clock.
That hurt me.
The one I want to talk about is
look at Jake.
Look, the Texans.
Oh man,
how bad was that yesterday? 33-13 loss to Houston
or to Seattle?
To Seattle.
That was horrible.
Like
because they jumped out like to 13-7, and then they just got boat raced.
Like it was
Houston's done. I mean, look, I love Houston. I love.
Is this a full on tank? Right.
I don't even know what it. If I'm a veteran player, I'm like, look, player, you need to put me on injured reserve. You can't be having me out here playing with these dudes.
Just it's a beatdown.
I mean, this isn't even. Well, look, I've been in that situation. We were actively supposedly trying to win, but to see it from the outside looking in, and as being a retired player, if there's ever a time that you need to be selfish as a professional athlete, it's on that team. Because those guys do not care about your career. They're just trying to collect a check and supposedly have a plan. Even if they hit on draft choices next year, right? To say they, you know, first round, say all their draft choices. And who knows if they got a first round. They gave them all to the Dolphins and for Laramie Tunsil. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, those guys aren't going to win you the division. And nobody right now, considering the relationship between the owner, the GM, and somehow the quote unquote leaks about Deshaun Watson and that black cloud hanging over the team, you can't go and get anybody. One, you have so much salary cap tied up to him because you can't put him on the reserved list because he's not guilty of anything.
Think about that decision.
And then you had a chance to trade him 4 or 5 times, and you say you want 3 first-round picks for a dude that ain't going to play football all year?
Think about that decision, that you handcuffed your team to a player that cannot play for you.
Well, he can, but you told him not to. And you said then the guy that you brought in that you were kind of alluding to that's going to be your guy, Tyrod Taylor. So you trade around, you cut Mark Ingram Jr., the second,
yeah,
who was your starting running back, and it was a guy that can kind of manufacture a run game. He knows how to hit the holes and get you 4 yards of carry.
Yeah.
And then you don't have a number one receiver. And then you expect Tyrod Taylor to go out there and save your franchise. And then on top of it, you cut Zach Cunningham, who's your leading.
And you traded away the best receiver in football.
Right.
For
David Johnson. David,
how does that happen?
Hold on. I've heard of some guys stealing, right? Like Scott Mitchell up there and all that stuff when he was with Detroit.
Yeah.
David Johnson, he played Halloween down there like no other down there in Arizona and said, you know, stick him up, Houston. And he walked in there. He didn't even have a mask on. He just came in there in his jock strap. I'm here.
Broad daylight.
And they had to keep him. And he's still on the roster.
How is this a professional team? How is this a professional organization?
Well, I mean, up until they hired the GM, they had like the team's like spiritual advisor, like calling the shots. Like, and then Bill O'Brien,
you had the wrong person. He's telling people you had the wrong person on the team. You had the wrong people.
Right.
They're like, you don't know football. He couldn't drop play one.
Right. Didn't know who anybody was.
Look, it's
between him and Urban Meyer, I don't know who's worse. Your boy Urban lost it, though. When they asked him about the defensive player, how you think he's doing, he's like, oh, yeah, he's doing well. He's getting some more playing time. He ain't have no snaps last game.
None. Look, man.
He is disconnected.
I told you, something's wrong.
Yeah, you know what it is? He's missing that whatever studio he was in. whatever studio he was in, you know, doing, because he was excellent on TV.
Great on TV.
He's phenomenal on TV. He's actually a lot better than majority of the guys on TV.
Yeah.
He's missing that because that was a great connection.
And
for
there
it.
Was no losses. He didn't lose on any Saturday.
But it was a different personality. It was a different side of Urban. You know, it's kind of like in short term, every week he looked forward to it. He got the breakdown tape. He probably had his own film room, kind of get out there and talk. And then now he has to deal with, and I get it, man. Look, I've played with some guys and just like, you got all this talent, you make all this money, and you want to put in minimal effort. And when you're at Jacksonville, there's not like Tom Brady's there. There's not, no, granted, I think Trevor Lawrence is going to be good. I like Robinson at the running back, even though I like Carlos Hyde as well. I like Marvin Jones Jr. But the majority of the roster are not guys that are going to want to win.
Especially not in that division.
Not in that division. No, what I'm saying is.
In a tough space.
It's tough, but it's not guys that are workers, that are except, you know what I'm saying?
They knew what it was and made a conscientious decision to just sabotage that whole organization. We'll throw it a break. We'll jump back into the NFL. We'll talk about Huskers women's basketball and Huskers volleyball. Winners. We'll talk about winners when we come back.
You're listening to Old School with DP and J. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
At Planet Fitness, we're declaring it. This is the year of getting stronger, and you can get started now by saving when you join today. We have all the best-in-class equipment you could ever need, and you can work out your way on your time at any convenient location near you. Most open 24 hours. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save. Just $1 down, $15 a month. See Home Club for details.
Zaxby's Sensation Salad is so much more than a plain old salad. It's a salad, which begs the question, at what point does a salad stop being a salad and become a salad? Is it when you add Zaxby's fried chicken to it? Crunchy wontons? Asian slaw? Citrus vinaigrette? Teriyaki glaze? Sweet and spicy sauce? Or is it when you top it all with a handmade perfectly fried egg roll? Without a doubt, the egg roll. The Zenzation Salad, only at Zaxby's.